A national championship. He also won a gold medal with Team USA at the World Junior Championship with Quinn Finley. And David Carl is his head coach. And then he was also drafted in the first round of the NHL draft by Minnesota. Badgers win the faceoff, and they gain the zone. Finley off to his left, looking, snaps it around to the right wing. Morrissey lets it go to Laskowski. His pass handcuffed Dexheimer. Breakaway for Carter King the other way with help from Lorenz. King shoots. Oh, big save, Scarfoni. Lorenz then hit the arm of Scarfoni and went into the cage, knocking it off its pegs. Oh, Tommy Scarfoni with a gigantic stop to keep it a 2-2 game early in the third.
Yeah, like you mentioned, a little too much heat for Laskowski across the blue line. Dexheimer couldn't handle the puck, and Lorenz kind of on his own took out the legs of Tommy Scarfoni. I think the Badger bench is kind of wondering and having a conversation with one of the officials here, wondering why that's not 2 minutes on Lorenz, but I don't think they're going to change their mind here.
No. That was a huge stop by Scarfoni, though. Boy, he's made some big ones tonight. The goal that Eric Polkamp scored from the left point went off the webbing of his glove. The goal that Harris scored was redirected in front of the net with all kinds of traffic. One maybe that Tommy would like back, but otherwise he has been solid here tonight.
And that was almost a 2-on-0, that one. So he had to make a decision of where he was going to go on that one. He concentrated on the shooter and made a heck of a save.
Yeah, Carter King, their captain. 4 goals already this season for King. And Scarfoni denied him with a blocker save. Face off to Tommy's right. Badgers actually no longer on the power play as Cody Laskowski took a 2-minute minor for hooking. And so the Badgers and the Pioneers skating 4-on-4 for the next minute 10. And then Denver will go back on a power play. So the Badgers 0-for-5 on the man advantage.
Oh, that's the part we missed while we were talking about everything else.
Well, we were
Laskowski, I guess, got called for hooking.
Yeah. Worried about Scarfoni's health. Why no penalty there? But Cody's in the box. Palatichuk tried to feed Mosley the pass behind him. Denver throws it rink-wide to Booyam back in the Pioneer zone. Here comes Denver up the ice. Pass right wing. Flipped off of something. Almost went to the Badger bench. Nick Oliver, the assistant coach, reached up to protect his fine head of hair. But it didn't make its way to the bench. Now here's Daniel Lodge in front of the net to Hensler. He'll lead the rush to our right. Hensler slides it at a bit too far for Finley, but he'll track it down behind the net. Carries it all the way back out towards the blue line from behind. Devine got knocked down, and a penalty coming up on Finley. Devine with a back pressure on Finley. Now Quinn gets up high on Devine. Finn's going to get the gate, and Denver in 12 seconds is going to have a 5-on-3 power play. And Finley's motioning to Devine, you dove, but it doesn't matter what Finley thinks. It matters what the men in striped shirts think, and Finley's going to sit down for 2 minutes.
Yeah, Finley went around, had the puck possessed all the way along the boards. Couldn't see the Denver players behind him, and yeah, he was kind of putting himself in a tough spot where two Denver guys following him and lost the puck and tried to recover. Devine went down, and now it's a little bit of a predicament here shortly for the Badgers. It is now for a 4-on-3, but it's going to be a 5-on-3 here in 12 seconds.
Yep. Face off to the right of Scarfoni, won by Wisconsin and whistled all the way down by Anthony Kerr. So Finley at 129 for holding that after Laskowski's hooking penalty a few seconds prior to that. Denver on a 5-on-3 power play for about 40 seconds. Lindmark's on the PK with Lodge and Kerr, the veteran Badgers out there right now. It's Polkamp to Booyam. Straight away, right side. Now it's Thompson. Back to Booyam to the circle. Thompson. They change places. One-timer Polkamp. And the shot stopped by Scarfoni. It crawled up his stick into his gear, and he hangs on. 18 seconds left in the 5-on-3 for Denver.
I think Owen Lindmark slid across and maybe got a piece of that puck because he's a little bit slow to get up with a puck coming off him. But Scarfoni there in good position. Covered up any holes and did his best to stay up. Yeah, went right off Lindmark and took a skip. Scarfoni there did a great job holding on to that rebound.
King, who's won 20 of 34 faceoffs last Saturday, kicked out of the circle. Thompson to take the draw. The puck slides to the far corner, giving chase Morrissey. He eventually gets some help from Lodge to win it free, and Gavin has a partial break. Instead of going one-on-three potentially the other way, he peels back, and the Badgers rag the puck and kill off the rest of the five-on-three, but Lodge didn't clear. Morrissey able to tap it away. Lodge, look out. Here's Thompson. He rifles one over the head of Scarfoni, hit the glass behind the net. Oh, the Badgers had that beat, and Lodge just couldn't clear. 5-on-4 power play for Denver for about 55 seconds. Booyam skates deep, right corner of the Wisconsin zone to our left. Out to Thompson now. Sauces across to Polkamp. Right-handed defenseman goes down to the goal line and looks to the goal line. He goes to Bine. Pivot move. He went upstairs and hit the face of Scarfoni with that shot. Tommy with another save. Badgers still shorthanded for 38 more seconds. Thompson with it. Out high left, Laskowski and Morrissey out on this penalty kill. Morrissey a bit hobbled after he took a shot off the right skate. Here's Booyam now. Morrissey out near him. Booyam to the right circle, Polkamp. Cross ice, down in front, trying to get Devine to tap it in. Did not. Thompson below the goal line, left now to Devine. At the dot, he shoots one that may have hit King and went over the Badgers' cage. Hustled down by Laskowski, gains the red line, scoops it in. The Badgers' penalty to Finley's going to expire, and Wisconsin has gotten the job done on the penalty kill, killing off 39 seconds of a 5-on-3. The remainder of Finley's penalty. Denver now 1-for-6 on the man advantage. A 2-2 game, 16:20 left here in the third.
Oh, that's just a little bit of a key penalty kill there for Wisconsin. It looked like it could have been a turning point in this game, and the Badgers stay tied and try to get back to their game now.
All of a sudden, it sounds like "Let's go Badgers."
Because it is.
Here comes Brown, the defenseman Garrett Brown, flying into the offensive zone. Tried to tuck in a backhander and missed. Look out! Brown picks one up. A fluttering shot goes behind the net. Garrett Brown, who has no goals so far in his career, almost gave Denver the lead with a nifty move down the right wing. Badgers sent it into the Pioneer zone. Scholl throwing his body around. Center ice pass intercepted by Kyle Kukkonen, who has 4 shots on goal in this hockey game. He's still looking for his first goal as a Badger. Dexheimer sweeps it in. Davis waits and paddles to the far side, and the defenseman Ashcroft can't clear. Tassi kept it alive. Tyson Dick. No, they're going to say a hand pass. Tassi knocked it down with his right hand. Hand pass on the Badgers. 15:19 to go in the third. Still a 2-2 hockey game here at Magnus Arena.
When you think how this third period started, the Badgers had a minute 41 of looking like they were going to have a power play opportunity, and turned out to be a exact opposite of what you wanted to start a third period.
Right.
Take a penalty, end up going killing a 5-on-3 for an extended amount of time, and you survive that and take a deep breath and try to get this back the other way again, like it has been most of this game, or at least a lot of the second period.
Wisconsin won the faceoff, dumped it in to our right. Fitzgerald bumps the defenseman Anderson. Puck slides to the near wall, and eventually it's lifted back out to neutral ice past Hensler. But Dexheimer quickly after it, tried to push it back up the wall. Kick free by Denver's James Reeder. Out to the point it comes in Anderson. Left side Ashcroft. He'll shoot, blocked by Tassi. Tassi trying to get around Ashcroft, who held him up. Now Harris with a pass far side to Anderson. Headmans now to Salmonen, who redirected into the Wisconsin zone and got crushed on a hit by Fitzgerald, and he's slow getting to the Denver bench. Here's Christian weaving his way through the Denver zone. Got knocked down as he came across the line, trying to get a penalty called. None called. Now Tassi puts a shoulder into Brown. Puck free. Fitzgerald can't play. Lodge has it. Swings it right side care. His shot blocked. Bouncing around at center. Look out. Fitzgerald interfered with Fisher and may have gotten away with a penalty at center to prevent a 2-on-1.
Just enough to slow down and not get caught, it looked like.
Lead feed, Dick able to redirect into the Denver zone. Badgers change. 14:05 to go in the third. Wisconsin 2, Denver 2. Pass slot. Mosley shooting. Oh, Davis got a piece of it in tight. What a feed by Finley from the corner, and a whistle. And Davis lost his mask, or may have shook it off his head after a little bit of contact in front of the Pioneers cage.
Quinn Finley in the corner, a big hit. Wins the puck. I don't know if he heard a call or he did look up real quick and made a semi-blind pass back to Mosley cutting through the slot. Heck of a play.
It was. And Davis actually just shook the mask off his head because you could see a strap was loose on the right side of his face. 2-2 game, 14 minutes exactly left in the third. Huge penalty kill to start this third period for the Badgers, who actually started the third period with a minute four of power play hockey, but shot themselves in the foot. Tommy Scarfone with a huge save on a breakaway by Carter King. King to take the faceoff against Morrissey to the right of Matt Davis. Morrissey trying to pull it free. Instead, it's Jack Devine. Boy, Devine's a good one. Seventh-round pick of the Florida Panthers. Pass in front. Give and go with Thompson and Devine out of the reach of the forward Devine. And here come the Badgers, 3-on-2. Pass by Dexheimer up the middle of the ice. Mosley can't reach it. Down to the corner, Pilatichuk. Both Badger defensemen are pinched down below the hash marks. And all of a sudden, Finley and Morrissey were at the points. Badgers have the puck. Dexheimer weaves his way to the right, has some space, and shoots one into the glove of Davis. He hangs on. 13:29 left in the third. 2-2 game, Wisconsin and Denver.
A good recognition by the Badger forwards. At one point, it was four Badgers down low, and one, I don't know which forward it was, but they recognized it and drifted back to the blue line to cover back. Like to see the active defenseman, especially when the forwards are doing their job and noticing what's happening.
Lindmark, Horbach, Laskowski out. Who's going to be the hero here tonight in Denver? Hensler with it at the point. Fumbled it a bit. Pressured by Lorenz. Walks down the wall. Now turns back away from that pressure. His pass deflected. Taken by Denver. Mishandled for a moment by Wright. Now he walks across. Lorenz whips one in front. Intercepted by Hensler. Good stick by Logan Hensler. Now Lindmark trailing. Picks up the loose puck. Plays it to the corner. Laskowski engaged with Anderson. Lindmark trying to pull it out of the skates of the big Denver defenseman. Williams down deep as well for the Pioneers. Horbach, puck still loose. Lindmark, nifty play between legs. Lodge's shot got through. It's loose to the left of the goaltender Davis. Picked up by Lorenz. He banks it ahead. Can Wright get by Hensler? No, the freshman holds him off. Oh, right from behind Hensler. Reached around him with his stick and poked a shot on goal. And Scarfone with a stop.
Looked like Hensler had it taken care of, but great stick there. Just a poke check kind of shot.
Bouncing puck in the Wisconsin zone. Look out, centering pass all the way free. Ashcroft scores. Broken play from the right corner. The defenseman, Cale Ashcroft, came down the slot and beat Scarfone glove side. A 3-2 Denver lead.
We saw a broken play earlier. Wisconsin had a similar chance. This time Denver finishes it off. It looked like layers of Badger defenders kind of in a good position there, and the puck just kind of squirts through everybody. It bounces over past one, past another Badger, looked like covering Ashcroft. And he finds it and hits just over the glove of the goaltender, Scarfone.
Cale Ashcroft, the sophomore from St. Albert, Alberta, just the second goal of his collegiate career. It comes at 7:35, assisted by Sam Harris, a 3-2 Pioneers lead. Badgers in the offensive zone, shot by Botterill on goal, ricochets back behind the net. Botterill goes to get it, out to the point, Kerr, quickly left side, Phelan. He'll sweep it deep again, Scholl trying to get position on Brown. Puck below the goal line, clanked out by Ashcroft, took a funny bounce and wobbles its way to the Denver bench, where it's gathered in by Fisher, and he'll dump and chase. Kerr there first for the Badgers. Oh, met by Capone, and Kerr planted Capone on the ice. Botterill able to dump it in. Dick knocked off balance by Polkamp. We play on. Polkamp's clear. Goes off the shelf. The dasher near the Denver bench. And Dexheimer quickly back to get it for Wisconsin. 3-2 Denver lead. They hadn't trailed this season until the Badgers. Morrissey scored at 4:12 of the first. And then Finley made it 2-1 halfway through the first. And now an interference penalty on Denver's Boston Bookburger, taking down Joe Pilatichuk. And the Badgers get a sixth Kunis power play with a chance to tie.
Bookburger slammed the glass after it, and he's still chirping at the official here on this call. But not surprisingly, he's not going to win the argument.
No, he's not. Wisconsin with a chance to pull even. 11:20 to go in the third. We'll return in 1 minute. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Have you ever tried to put a roof on your house?
Ouch!
What about trying to run power to your new hot tub? Yep, we've all made that mistake. Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. We have an amazing team of experts that are ready to get to work for you. We use the latest technology to design and manufacture your custom Cleary building, giving you the best value for the building you deserve. Stop in or explore clearybuilding.com today.
Cleary built with pride, the world of Shamrock supplied.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Oh, that could be a chills listening to John Denver when you're sitting at a hockey rink in Denver, Colorado. There's a statue of John Denver featured outside the Red Rocks Hall of Fame not too far from here. Badgers on a power play. Buckberger interference at 8:40. The most important thing now is this hockey game. The Badgers, 1-3 this season, have had problems putting the puck away. They're 0-5 on the man advantage. Scoring here would pull them even. Face off to the right of Matt Davis. Morrissey out there again with Mosley, Finley, Liskoski, and Dexheimer. And the draw won by Denver. They'll clear, and Booyam will rifle it off the glass and down, hoping to get Lorenz on a stretch pass, but too far for him. Wisconsin's got the puck. Dexheimer up the middle. Pressured a bit, drops back now to Finley. Through the center circle, right side, Morrissey catches and looks. Walks down the wall, right half hash marks right, now to Dexheimer. To the left wing and Finley. Back straight away, Dexheimer. Moves to his right, shoots one through traffic. Mosley got his stick on it, but it ricocheted to the corner. Badgers have the puck, hold the zone. Dexheimer left wing, Finley. 7 shots on goal tonight for Finley. He scored once. Here's Dexheimer back to Finley. Looking, pushed it low. Reverse pivot, Liskoski kicked out by Davis. Ricocheted to the slot and Lorenz, and he fires it down. Badgers still have a minute 10 to go on their power play. Scarfoni couldn't stop the puck behind his own net. On the near side, Wright falls down, trying to draw a penalty. Taken away by Sebrian in the Wisconsin zone. He'll bake it out to center, and now Denver will rag it a little bit. Here's Wright at center, and he'll fire it in. Scarfoni now stops it and paddles it along the wall and run down by Tyson Dick. Up the middle, Hensler. Drop pass now to Fitzgerald. Back to Tassi. Sauce ahead for Fitzgerald off the skate of Polkamp. But there was Botterill to pick up the puck. He got squashed on a hit by Polkamp, but took that hit and released the pass to Hensler, who's got it straight away. Logan, right side, Fitzpatrick. Fitzgerald, beg your pardon. His shot goes off a skate. Tyson Dick tracks it down left wing. Down to the goal line. Tassi turns and shoots. Davis saves once, twice on the rebound. Tassi denied. Davis covers. 27 seconds left on the power play. Badgers trail 3-2, 9:46 left in the third.
We've seen the Badgers have some success other than putting the puck in the net, getting the puck down low on these power plays around the net. So Tassi do the wrap or the spin and wrap earlier. It was Cody Liskoski there for the rebound. Almost too aggressive to come in. Yeah. A little bit slower, he would have had an empty net.
Face off to the right of Matt Davis. He stopped 25 of 27 Badger bids. Puck still loose. Mosley tries to lift the stick of Capone. No luck. And they send it down. Badgers pick it up deep in their zone. Lead feed Liskoski. He runs it down across the blue line. Goal line right. Oh, Davis dropped his stick. The goaltender and then picked it back up. Dexheimer now cuts to his right. Down by the dot. Down to the goal line. Ben Dexheimer around behind the net looking for options. Looking out to Morrissey. One-timer Mosley off the chest of Davis as the power play clock hits zero. Badgers now 0-6 on the man advantage. Pioneers lob it out through center and Dexheimer back to get it. That'll be one of the storylines if Wisconsin can't come from behind here. The inability for the power play to find the back of the net. Dexheimer, Morrissey remain, and Gavin turned it over in the defensive zone. Look out, pass near side, Ashcroft. Refeeds Devine. Devine cuts down the left circle, tries to fend off Anthony Kerr. Anthony stays with him. Devine maintains possession. Brown swings at left point, Ashcroft. Back left side, Thompson. He's defended there by Morrissey. Long shift for the freshman. Thompson now around behind his back, pass Finley. Snapshot. Oh, it may have grazed Scarfoni off the glass. Long range shot, Ashcroft. Kicked out by Dexheimer. Denver has Wisconsin running around in its own end. 8:20 to go in the third. Out to Brown. He tees one up. Good sliding block shot by Finley. And now Wisconsin's Liskoski has it. What will he do with it? He couldn't clear. Almost gave it away. Now Kerr's got to hustle after it in his own zone. He'll pitch it along back for Dexheimer now. Moves it to Liskoski. He's got some space. Taps ahead to Finley. He'll gain the red line and backhand it deep. Badgers will get a change under 8 minutes to go. 3-2 Denver.
The Badgers had some of their power play guys stuck out there for a long time after that was over.
Yep. Pass low right. Sebrian's pass back to Lorenz. Went off his stick and out to center. Denver dumps it back in. Palatichuk able to jam it free. Kukkonen can't clear. Picked up by Wright. Backpedaling slot. Shot right. Left pad save made by Scarfoni. Out high right. A block shot. Actually a blast by Polkamp. Hit a sprawled out teammate. Wright. Now lead feed up into the Denver zone. Lindmark puts his shoulder into Polkamp. Kukkonen on the near wall. Trying to work it free. Horbach off balance. Able to hold the zone, however. Going one-on-two with the Pioneers, Lindmark comes to help his teammate. Pass to Kukkonen, ricocheted out to center. 7:05 left, third period. Badgers led 1-0 and 2-1. 2-2 after one, 2-2 after two. Denver with a takes the lead here in the third. 3-2 Pioneers, under 7 minutes left. Bouillon back in his own zone for Denver. Snaps off a pass off the stick of Salmonen. Gathered by Harris, and he rims it around right side of the Wisconsin zone. Lodge, good work. Nice pass, Fitzgerald to Tassie. Red line, wings it in. Off the end board, Simon gives chase. Banks it out to the point by Lodge. Tried to kick it to his stick, kicked it too far, but Tassie picks up the loose puck. He fires a pass low right for Fitzgerald, about belt high. They didn't connect. Tassie then comes and clobbers Bouillon, and the Badgers dump it back into the offensive zone. Then Dick got smoked by Harris, and it remains down deep in the Denver zone. Here's Sam Harris up the ice. Cut off by Palatichuk. He'll dump it in. It's been physical. It's been fast. It's been entertaining. Dick gets hit again at center ice. No penalty called. Tyson grabbing his face. He got smoked twice. Hastings is hot up on the Badgers bench.
Dick was on his way to get a line change after he got banged up in a little bit there, and he got hit in the head on a Denver play and go to his Denver player going to his bench.
Andy Rohde, the trainer, taking a look at Tyson Dick. 5:40 left in the third. Denver 3, Wisconsin 2. Puck pushed past Ashcroft. He's forced all the way back into his own zone. Gives chase. Botterill tries to stay with him. Up off the glass out to center. Knocked down by Phelan. Up ahead, Morrissey. Pass to the high slot. Picked off by Buckberger. Ricocheted to King. Right wing pass, Devine across the line. Good poke check, Mosley. Came free, though, to Devine. Spins away to his right, away from pressure. To the right point, Brown. Now to Thompson. Out high, Polkamp settles the puck. Shot blocked by Mosley. And a ricochet up over the glass and out of play. There's 5:08 left in the third. The Badgers trail top-ranked Denver 3-2. Wisconsin hockey brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, which reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Get the Drive Sober app today. We'll return in 1 minute. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
The Kohl Center, Camp Randall, the Fieldhouse. This is where the magic happens, where the best players lead with passion, fight with power, and win with exceptional performance. And now it's time we add another house to our Badger community. Meet Madison's newest powerhouse player, UW Health East Park Medical Center, home of top doctors and advanced treatments, all under one roof. So no matter the opponent, we're the place to defeat it. UW Health. Remarkable.
American Family Insurance is the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit amfam.com/badgers all season long for exclusive content, Badger fan sweepstakes, and more. 5 minutes, 8 seconds left in the third period in this series opener between Wisconsin and Denver. The Pioneers with a 3-2 lead on Cale Ashcroft's goal at 7:35 of this third period. Mike Hastings has gathered everybody on his bench around him to provide some instructions and encouragement here over the final 5:08 of regulation. It's been fun. This has been, you know, for October, this is pretty intense hockey.
It's been really good hockey. It'll be more fun if the Badgers get an equalizer here. But, yes, it's been a great hockey game. And there's a lot of discussion in that last break between the two benches and the officials about a head contact on Tyson Dick, I think, heading to the bench. Denver coach also.
David Carl now wanting an explanation from Nathan Wheeler, one of the referees. A bit of a stoppage in play, and it looks like Mike Hastings is going to use his timeout and challenge a potential major for head contact. And so this may take a little while as Brendan Schmidt and Nathan Wheeler now go into the scorer's table down in front of us.
And originally Dick got hit behind the net. That one, they showed a replay. That one actually looked pretty clean. He got hit pretty hard, both players going in, and he went down and slow to get up, and then he was making his way to the bench. He got hit first time in a collision, kind of in traffic, and the second one, it looked like a headshot, but it's hard to tell.
Yeah.
And the coaches, obviously, for Wisconsin, and probably Luke Regner watching the video somewhere, called to the coaching staff and the bench and said, it's probably worth taking a timeout here and taking a look to see if there's a five-minute major penalty.
Luke Regner, director of hockey ops. Tom Inkroft, the strength and conditioning coach, sitting up behind Paul and I to our right. This is about the best view you could have for a hockey game. Center ice, second level. The first level below us here at Magnus Arena is about 12 rows high. And we're actually looking down to the scorer's table, but the heads of the referees are blocking the monitor, preventing me from seeing exactly what they're looking at. And you're kind of getting a look, thanks to the cameramen and the crew here from Altitude Sports, but I'm not sure if you could see anything clearly on that replay there.
Yeah, it was a very pixelated shot from the far corner, and you can see Dick get kind of bumped a little bit first and kind of spins around a little bit, and the second Denver player comes through and also hits him, but really hard to tell from that camera view if there's anything there. We'll see if there's, I don't know if the officials will have a different angle or a clearer angle to tell that for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're still looking at the monitor down below us. And Paul mentioned early in our broadcast that Mike Hastings and David Carl are the winningest active coaches in college hockey when it comes to winning percentage. Hastings, a 7-12 winning percentage. Carl, 6.96. Amazing. And fourth and fifth all time, by the way. Here we go. Nope. They say no head contact. Wisconsin loses its timeout. So Hastings and his staff elect to go for a challenge to see if there was head contact. It was right at center ice near the Badgers bench. Hastings shaking his head affirmatively to the referee, Nathan Wheeler. Okay, I guess he understood the explanation. It's 5-on-5, 5:08 to go in the third. Badgers trail 3-2. Face-off in the Wisconsin zone. Carter King against Gavin Morrissey. Denver won the draw. Booyam, left wing, Devine, tied up by Dexheimer. Devine, though, able to carry the puck to the net and then bowled over Scarfoni, who lost his stick, was sitting back in his own cage, and nothing called. We play on. Badgers lob it out to center. Morrissey able to dump it in. Finley gives chase, left corner. Morrissey lifts the stick of King. Can't win the puck to himself. Played past Palatichuk at center. Now Dexheimer quickly back and taps back to Joe. Now Morrissey fires a wild pass, thinking Dexheimer would continue to skate out of the Badgers zone. He did not. Denver sent it back deep, and Wisconsin goes to get it. 4:25 to go in the third. 3-2 Pioneers. Simon Tassie's played well here tonight. Double teamed at center ice, though. Sebrin tried to dump it deep, knocked down by Wisconsin's Hensler. Lead feed, Tassie can't get around Buckberger, but Simon uses his muscle to knock him off balance. Buckberger lost his stick. Tassie tried to jam it free. Tyson Dick back on the ice after taking a couple of hits, high hits in his last shift. Out to the point, Lotch. He'll shoot one low, redirected off the stick of Dick. Not on goal, however. Denver cleared, brought down with a high stick of Lotch. No. Daniel, good hand-eye coordination, dumps deep. Dick walks in right circle, shoots one, blocked right into the leg of Polkamp. Lotch, deep, tapped it off. Dick, short side shot, Davis save, rebound high in the air, brought down by Denver. Harris goes shoulder to shoulder with Care. Care knocks him down, puck free. Here's Fitzgerald to Dick. His shot low right, stopped by Davis. Laskowski, slot pass Fitzgerald, can't catch it. Badgers need a change here quickly. They are dominating in the Denver zone, but can't get the equalizer. 3:12 left to play. Pioneers just iced it with 3:10 left. Offensive zone faceoff coming up. David Carl and his staff upset that the NCHC referees didn't call a penalty out near the Denver blue line.
Yeah, Simon Tassie, you mentioned how he's had a good game. He started that getting the puck in and working down deep. The Badgers continued from there. We're getting shots on from any angle they could, and we're recovering the rebounds. And unfortunately, late in the shift, they had another great chance, but I think they were too tired to kind of make do good on it. And Kristen Fitzgerald in the slot just couldn't get it and made the smart decision to get off the ice.
Morrissey, Finley, and Mosley out for Wisconsin again. Faceoff to the right of Davis. Morrissey won the draw strongly to Palatichuk. Right point, Dexheimer. Straight away, Palatichuk cuts to his left and looks. He'll shoot one, blocked. It bounces in the air. Finley! No, that was Mosley with a one-time chop shot that went to the corner, missed the net. Now it pops into the slot. Oh, Morrissey drags it. Save Davis. Another on a rebound try by Morrissey on his own shot. Dexheimer with it. Right side Finley. His waddling shot blocked. Backhander by Palatichuk. Didn't get to the net. Here's another chance by Finley. Pushed it wide. Now Mosley around the near side. Palatichuk. Oh, the Badgers pressuring the top-ranked team in the country. Trying to pull even. Finley pushed from behind the net. Man goes down. Denver's got it. Capone lost the hand. Booyam just got his stick up into the face of Finley under his mask. No penalty. Here's Dexheimer back to Finley. A shot goes off the stick of Booyam and out of play. 2:17 left in the third. And the Badgers trail 3-2 and have the Pioneers on their heels.
Yeah, Quinn Finley there, unfortunately, just tried to dump the puck on from the blue line and knocked it out and went out of bounds.
And now Scarfoni comes to the Wisconsin bench. The Badgers add an extra attacker with 2:17 left. Faceoff to the right of Davis. Lindmark kicked out of the faceoff circle. Fitzgerald will step in against Carter King. Fitzy this season about 60% in the circles. Puck is dropped. Battle. Puck goes to the corner. Polkamp chops at it. Clears it. Devine sends it all the way down. Hustling after it. Hensler. That's icing on Denver. 2:09 to go in the third. 31 shots on goal for Wisconsin. Just 24 for the Pioneers. But DU leads 3-2.
The Badgers have made quite the push here the last 3 or 4 minutes. They've just been buzzing around the Denver net. Matt Davis has been pretty good.
Yep.
Here late in this third period.
Lindmark to take the draw to the left of Davis against King. Fitzgerald can't reach it. Rimmed around, Tassie holds to the corner he goes, and Kyle Kukkonen He exchanges places with Tassie. Good poke check by King to nudge the puck out to center. Daniel Lodge now throws it to open ice. Hensler banks it ahead to the stick of Kukkonen. He pitchforks it deep into the Denver zone. Hard rim around. Denver can't clear. Bouncing puck. Lodge can't handle it. It rolls back to neutral ice. 1:40 left in the third. Lead feed too far for Lindmark. They'll heave it at the empty net. Carter King scores from 100 feet. 4-2 Denver.
Number one team and defending national champs for a reason. They know how to win games, and looks like Denver's going to pull this one out despite the fact that the batters have been outstanding tonight. Just simple play. It looks like the batters had the puck kept in at the blue line and just got slowed down but couldn't handle the puck, and then Denver got the puck loose in the batter zone and they tried to make the rush up, and pretty good shot from out beyond the red line in the air to get it in for Denver and finish it off.
Yep. Scarfone back in goal for Wisconsin. Puck out at center. So Carter King gets the empty net goal at 18:21. Here's Dexheimer knocking a man down to free the puck. Still time for Wisconsin. Scarfone back to the bench. Extra attacker for the Badgers. A minute 15 to play in regulation. Dexheimer down the wall left wing. Snaps one off. Blocker safe. Rebound loose in the slot. Whacked at by Lorenz all the way down. This will be icing on Denver. Missed the net by a couple of feet. 1:05 to go in the third.
Because I shouldn't say finish it off, because yes, there is time for this one. And
right.
Yes, the Badgers are going to keep pushing as they have in the last 5 minutes or so.
Well, so many Denver players have their hands on their knees, bent over at their waist. Wisconsin, Tom Inkrot does a fantastic job in strength and conditioning, and Badgers are pushing and pushing and pushing. King from Anderson, empty net goal at 18:21. They kick Lindmark out. Fitzgerald again to take the draw against Sebrian. To the left of Davis, down in his crouch, the goaltender for Denver. Leaning in Fitzgerald, puck kick to the corner. Hard rim around by Bouyum. Fortunate bounce for Denver out to center. Mishandled by Tassie. Now he gathers it in. Slides it ahead to Fitzgerald onside. Fitzgerald snaps one off a stick up into the chest of the standing Davis, who hangs on, no rebound. Then Tassie and Lorenz going at it a little bit after the whistle. And cooler heads prevail. 52.4 seconds left here in the third.
And Denver had that icing. They looked pretty tired, and the Badgers ended up getting themselves thrown out of the faceoff, giving them a little extra time to rest, and someone they would rather not have had in the faceoff circle, and the Badgers ended up losing that faceoff, and then Denver killed off another 20 seconds or so.
Yep. Morrissey against King to the left of Davis now. Gavin leans in. Faceoff still loose. Knocked into midair. Swatted at by Devine, but not out. Dexheimer down the right wing wall. Mosley takes a swing at it. 40 seconds to play. They clear it down again. That'll be icing once again on Denver with 36.1 left on the clock. Another offensive zone faceoff. Badgers need to win one here and try to run a play off a draw and see if they can squeak one past Davis, who allowed two goals in the first period but has been perfect ever since. In fact, he's been unbeaten in his last 50 minutes of play nearly. This time they're to the right of the goaltender. Morrissey wins the draw, but it bounces over the stick of Dexheimer back into the Wisconsin zone. 30 seconds to play. Dexheimer, far side Finley with speed through center. Backpedaling Anderson. Finley left wing. Snaps one off the left shoulder of Davis, off the glass and all the way down. Hustling after it, Thompson. Palatichuk will meet him behind the net. Thompson centering pass intended for Devine, whacked free by Mosley. 10 seconds to go. Well, the Wisconsin Badgers led top-ranked Denver twice tonight. Here's Devine, turnaround shot blocked by Dexheimer. 2 seconds left. The horn will sound and the Pioneers hang on. And boy, they had to hang on. Twice Wisconsin led. Denver rallied twice and then eventually took the lead. Midway through the third, get an empty net goal. And despite a fantastic effort for the young men in cardinal and white, Wisconsin falls to 1-4 this season. Denver now 5-0. Pioneers 4 and the Badgers 2. Our postgame show coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Calling all Badger hockey fans. The Wisconsin Badgers and Culver's are announcing the return of the Kid of the Game promotion. Visit uwbadgers.com/Culver Zamboni and register your child for a chance to be the Culver's Kid of the Game at a UW men's hockey game. At each Wisconsin home game, one lucky winner will receive 4 game tickets, the Culver's gift pack, and get to ride the Zamboni between periods. Culver's, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Valid for kids age 8 to 14, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
To everyone who is a cheese lover like us, Culver's is the place for you.
I'm Culver's team member Sephora, and I get to celebrate my love of cheese with our guests every day. Whether it's our world-class cheddar, Swiss, or American melted on a butter burger, or the gooey golden goodness of our cheese curds, at Culver's, we treat you to the best real Wisconsin cheese. Order ahead on the app or culvers.com for a taste of what we do best.
From Wisconsin with love, welcome to Delicious.
Culver's on 8th Street South. In Wisconsin Rapids.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Social Security is the backbone of the American retirement system. Yeah, 401ks and IRAs are very important, and yes, I talk about them a lot, and I definitely want you to have them. But Social Security supports most Americans in retirement and is an essential lifeline for tens of millions more. I love Social Security because it is so simple. You work hard, you pay in, and then you get your money back when you need it to make your golden years better. There's a conservative agenda out right now that's going to add between $7.5 and $15 trillion to the national debt. Ballooning national debt is, I think, the biggest threat to Social Security that there is. We want less national debt and a better funded Social Security program. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number 2 ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You buy Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. And by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
Along with Paul Capobianco, Brian Posick with you. The Badgers fall to Denver tonight. 4-2 the final score. It was 2-2 after one. Stayed that way until Cale Ashcroft, a sophomore defenseman, scored on a broken play at 7:35. And then their captain, Carter King, sealed it with an empty netter at 18-21. Again, the Pioneers improved to 5-0, extend their winning streak to 14 games dating back to last season. The Badgers dropped to 1-4 this season. All right, let's name our three stars of the game, brought to you, as always, by Everlight Solar. Paul, who do you have? Are you still figuring it out?
I'm still figuring it out, Brian.
Okay. Well, how about some expert analysis then on the game we just witnessed between Wisconsin and Denver?
Well, I think what you just mentioned about a broken play of the winning goal, that's the difference. Denver capitalized on that. Badgers had their chances like that. Christian Fitzgerald had a broken play, power play chance from similar place, couldn't finish. Davis made a nice save on that one in the slot, and this time Ashcroft did finish on, again, a puck that ended up in about the same place. And I mean, really, the Badgers, the way they played, controlled play, had puck possession. You can go back almost every single game this year, and you could wonder what if or how the Badgers could be they're 1-4 right now. They could be 4-1
sure.
pretty easily if they could find a finish here and there. Scarfoni did a great job. Stop breakaways, stop a couple of odd man rushes. I know that there's one goal he probably wants back from the first period, but all in all, he was outstanding, made plenty of saves that he probably shouldn't have. And just unfortunately, the Badgers are going to be annoyed again tonight when they go back to the hotel and wonder what could have been.
Yeah, well, hopefully it fuels them for tomorrow's series finale against the Pioneers. Denver wins tonight 4-2. I'm going to give Paul a couple of minutes so he can figure out who his three stars of the game are. We'll be back in just a bit. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans. Fall is here, and you know what that means. Chilly days are just around the corner. Don't let the cold catch you off guard. That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems. Ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. On the field, the Badgers are always on the move. Off the field, that's where Evans Transportation comes in. As Wisconsin's 3PL, they move over 30,000 shipments a year right here in the Badger State. That's dedication to keep things moving here in Scotty. Evans is excited to support Badger student-athletes and is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Find them at evanstrans.com. That's evanstrans.com. Go Badgers!
Hey Badger fans, it's Matt Matt from Brewpub Lots and Matza Pizzas, a proud supporter of UW Badgers Athletics. Nothing beats sports season. Every touchdown scored, every spike for side out, every three, that's nothing but net. Sports brings us all together. And the greatest conduit of it all is a Brewpub Lots and Matza Pizza. Loaded with the finest high-quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. Brewpub pizzas are a must-have for your game-time grub. Snag one today from the frozen pizza section of your local grocery store.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Calling all Badger hockey fans. The Wisconsin Badgers and Culvers are announcing the return of the Kid of the Game promotion. Visit uwbadgers.com/Culver Zamboni and register your child for a chance to be the Culver's Kid of the Game at a UW men's hockey game. At each Wisconsin home game, one lucky winner will receive 4 game tickets, the Culver's gift pack, and get to ride the Zamboni between periods. Culver's, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Valid for kids age 8 to 14, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Back here in Denver, Wisconsin falls to the Pioneers 4-2 in a highly, tightly contested matchup. All right, let's get to our three stars of the game brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Start with Everlight Solar. Who do you have, Paul?
Well, for number three, the one Denver player I'm putting on here, the goaltender Matt Davis. Mm-hmm. Badgers got a couple early, but then he locked it down and ended up with 31 saves. A lot around the net in the third period. He looked a little wild and unorthodox early, but he made the saves he needed to make and kept the Badgers to 2 goals. So number three star there. Number two, I'm going Ryland Mosley, part of the top line, who again produced all the Badger goals, and they did a great job the first period, especially forcing turnovers and turned into a couple goals for the Badgers. He had a couple assists and 3 shots, and then Gavin Morrissey, just loved to watch him play. He's so smart. He's a freshman. He's great in the faceoff circle, had a goal and an assist. Unbelievable goal. Short side, high. Not much room there for the goaltender in the first period, and he had a couple shots too. So Here's your three stars.
All right, three stars again brought to you by Everlight Solar. Associate head coach Todd Canott will join us in our post-game show in just a bit. Badgers fall to Denver tonight, 4-2. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Meet Ingrid, fiery spirit, caring grandma, proud trucker.
I've logged more than 4 million miles in my truck. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. I was driving outside of Ohio when a gentleman stopped suddenly in front of me. But it takes my 80,000-pound truck 200 yards to stop. I'd given myself extra room, but it's not a chance worth taking.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer comes. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Great effort by the Wisconsin Badgers tonight. Unfortunately, they fall to top-ranked Denver 4-2, the final score. Joining us now is associate head coach Todd Canott. Boy, your club played really well tonight, didn't they?
You know what? Got off to a good start. That was one of the things that we hadn't done yet up till this point in the five games, including preseason, and Gavin Morrissey scoring a big-time goal to get us off, I thought was huge tonight. And I thought our compete was there, but when you play a team like Denver, you don't have to play perfect, but you have to play close to it. Special teams, which I thought they won the battle there. They scored a power play goal. We didn't, and that was a difference in the game.
Yeah, it's funny how you can simplify it so much. So, I mean, you outshoot them 33-25. You take a look at attempted shots, Todd, it was 67-47. You hold a high-powered team like that to 25 shots on goal and only 47 attempted shots, you'd take that every day, wouldn't you?
You know what we do, and that's the one thing that we can't forget as a process, the way we defend. Our decor, our goaltending, we've got to make sure that stays as we're trying to get to three. Mm-hmm. Because guys start to cheat and think you have to do things a little bit differently. And we do have to go to the drawing board and maybe do a couple different things, whether it's face-offs and, again, special teams to get that number to three. Because it's hard to win games when you're scoring two goals a night. So we're going to have to find a way to extend that a little bit and not forget about defending at the same point.
Right. Power play goes 0-6, but you had chances again. You know, I often hear if you're not getting chances, there's a real concern, but still, it's got to go in at some point.
Especially in the second period. You love the push they put on in the second period. I thought there's multiple good looks. You want to see them step up in the third period, and part of that's Denver. You got to give them credit. They come out. They're really aggressive on the kill. They create an odd man chance to start the third period. Instead of us being on a power play, it goes 4-4. Then I believe it was 5-3.
Yep.
It just changed momentum of the game.
Yeah, it did, but you were able to kill it off. And then you regained some momentum until they score on that broken play.
Yeah, I had a
right?
couple chances up till that point. Yep.
Yeah,
I think Finley made a nice pass to it would have been 12 in front of the net.
Yep, Mosley,
yep. There's a couple good plays that we had chances. And, again, we're going to have to take the good and bad tonight, watch it. It's always a little bit of raw motion for staff and players. You have to watch get some things we can learn from and go over it in the morning.
All right. Well, Todd, thanks for coming up. I appreciate it, and good luck tomorrow.
Thanks a lot, Paul.
You're welcome. That's Todd Kanot with us here on our post-game show. Badgers fall to the Pioneers tonight, 4-2. Our energizing performance of the game brought to you by Alliant Energy, powering beyond for you. We'll give it to Quinn Finley. You know, Wisconsin got off to an early lead on Gavin Morrissey's goal. Denver tied it about 3 minutes later, but then Quinn Finley comes up with a nice move after a turnover forced by Morrissey and Mosley. Finley one-on-one with a goaltender, went forehand and then backhand top shelf for his fourth goal in five games this season. The energizing performance of the game. Could have given it to Tommy Scarfone, too, the Badgers goaltender, who made some nice stops here tonight. Fortunately, though, Wisconsin falls to Denver by the final of 4-2. Highlights and scores from around the country coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Get ready, Badger fans. Wisconsin men's hockey is back for the 24-25 season at the Kohl Center. After last year's breakout success, head coach Mike Hastings and the Badgers are looking to keep the momentum going. And you can be part of it. Don't miss out on securing the best seats in the house. Whether you're looking for single game, four game mini pack, or group tickets, we've got you covered. For more information and to secure your Badger men's hockey tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
On the football field, the skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the most skilled players building our roads, solar farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you're ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join our team today at join139.com.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. On the field, the Badgers are always on the move. Off the field, that's where Evans Transportation comes in. As Wisconsin's 3PL, they move over 30,000 shipments a year right here in the Badger State. That's dedication to keep things moving here in Scotty. Evans is excited to support Badger student-athletes and is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Find them at evanstrans.com. That's evanstrans.com. Go Badgers!
Well, it's been a struggle for the Wisconsin Badgers scoring goals this season, off to a 1-3 start. Only 7 goals scored in those first 4 games, but things looked awfully good here as they opened a weekend series against the defending national champion and top-ranked Denver Pioneers. Here are the plays of the game. Wisconsin doing very well on faceoffs here. They win the draw in the defensive zone, and Dexheimer lofted it out to center. Steal in the offensive zone. Morrissey with it. Finley wants the puck. Instead, Morrissey shoots and scores. He goes top shelf on Matt Davis. Badgers score 4-12 into the first and lead top-ranked Denver 1-0. Aiden Thompson. Finley lost his stick. He'll chase it down near the Badger bench. Morrissey able to cancel out Thompson. Blast near side. Eric Holkamp scores off the glove of Scarfone. We're tied. Top-ranked Pioneers, 20th-ranked Badger. Steal in front. Here's Finley. Oh, beautiful deep move. He goes top shelf over the left shoulder of Davis. Quinn Finley with a beauty. 2-1 Wisconsin. Buckberger, left-handed defenseman, shoots one, redirected in front. Scarfone made the stop, picked up by Lorenz from behind the net. He tried to stuff it off the Badgers goaltender, but Scarfone kept it out of the net. Thompson has it left wing out to Booyam. Looking back to Thompson, left wing, backhand pass. Booyam steps in, right wing, Devine shoots one low, and they score. Sam Harris in front may have got a piece of it as he was engaged with Anthony Kerr. Badgers win the faceoff, and they gain the zone. Finley off to his left, looking, snaps it around to the right wing. Morrissey lets it go to Liskoski. His pass handcuffed Dexheimer. Breakaway for Carter King the other way with help from Lorenz. King shoots. Oh, big save, Scarfoni. Lorenz then hit the arm of Scarfoni and went into the cage, knocking it off its pegs. Oh, Tommy Scarfoni with a gigantic stop to keep it a 2-2 game early in the third. Bouncing puck in the Wisconsin zone. Look out, centering pass all the way free. Ashcroft scores. Broken play from the right corner. The defenseman, Cale Ashcroft, came down the slot and beat Scarfoni glove side. A 3-2 Denver lead. 1:40 left in the third. Lead feed too far for Lindmark. They'll heave it at the empty net. Carter King scores from 100 feet. 4-2 Denver. And that was the final score here tonight. Gavin Morrissey gave the Badgers the lead at 4:12 of the first period from Rylan Mosley. Morrissey's second of the year made it 1-0. Eric Polkamp, the defenseman, scored his second of the year at 7:10 from Jack Devine and Aiden Thompson. We were tied at 1. Quinn Finley's fourth goal at 10:14 of the first gave the Badgers the lead back with Mosley and Morrissey helping. But then Sam Harris, a power play goal at 17:22 of the first from Devine and Zeeb Booyam, 2-2 after 1. It stayed that way until the third, when Cale Ashcroft, the sophomore defenseman, scored at 7:35, his first goal of the year from James Reeder and Harris. That made it 3-2. Carter King, the captain, an empty netter at 18:21 from